This is MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, and welcome to North Shore High School basketball tonight. It is Lynn English with their 14-2 record traveling to Lynn Classical High School to take on the Rams at 11-5 this year. Now, earlier this year, it was Lynn English at Lynn defeating Lynn English, defeating Lynn Classical by just a few points in an earlier matchup, but they'll be matching up here again tonight, this time at Classical High School. So we got a big crowd on hand here already tonight, and the tip-off will be coming up just ahead here. Classical versus English, a battle of Lynn teams. Of course, this Classical team, by the way, will conclude this week on Thursday when they'll play host to Everett. It's a Thursday night game. A lot of their North Shore teams aren't playing Thursday night and not Friday because vacation week comes up next week, the President's Day holiday on Monday. Enough information? All right, what we'll do is we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll talk with Antonio Anderson, the head boys basketball coach at Lynn English High School, followed by Jasper Grassa from Classical High School, just ahead, all here on MSO News Sports.
Lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports, joined by Antonio Anderson, head basketball coach at Lynn English High School. Antonio, you're still, you guys are coming off the Everett game, so how's it feel a few days later here?
Feel good. We played Friday, we lost Friday, we moved on. Saturday was a whole new day. Yeah. We practiced Saturday, practiced Monday. Again, forgotten about, time to move on. We got a tough team in Classical tonight, so we got to come to play.
Those guys, Everett, they seem to be incredibly talented defensively. They made you work for everything, it seemed like, once you got into the half-court game.
That was probably the best game of the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It happens. It happens that way. But, again, that's one game that's behind us. We're moving forward.
Yeah. Okay, moving forward. But now you guys beat Classical over at your place earlier this year, and it was a relatively close game. How do you look at, what happened that night transferring it to over here tonight?
Well, that was like a month ago. They gotten better. I'm sure Jasper made adjustments after that game, just like we did. So, both teams gotta come play. It's a rivalry game. Both teams are gonna be ready to play. Should be a war.
Yeah. What about the atmosphere here, traveling on the road? For all the high school kids, every night can be a learning experience. But this kind of is a learning experience in a way. Big game in a rival kind of den, so to speak.
I think the guys are used to it by now. They played Classical already at our place. We played Everett. It was a lot of people. Like I said, basketball is basketball, man. The people in the stands were grateful that they did it, come and support both teams. But at the end of the day, it's only 10 kids on the court. And that's where the game decided.
All right, Coach, maybe you could share with us your starting lineup tonight for English. Maybe tell me a little bit about those guys.
Senior Javaris Hill, forward. Senior Javante Edwards, forward. Senior Tyshawn Anderson, forward. Alonzo Letton, guard, junior. And freshman guard, Luis Rivera. Great group of guys. Should be ready to play.
Yeah. All right, Coach, good talking with you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Antonio Anderson, head coach at Lynn English High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Jasper Grassa, head basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School. And coming down to the end of the, near the end of the season here, you got the, your league rival in Lynn English over here at Classical tonight.
Yep. Should be a good one. You know, the first time out, they got us in overtime, so we're looking to get them back tonight.
Yeah. Now, in this game tonight, you know, when you look at English, what are your matchup concerns with this team?
Well, their main guy, Lonzo, he's tough. You know, he had 30 plus on us the first time, or it was right around 30. So stopping him and then the rebounding, because they're so big and athletic as well.
Yeah.
I think those are the main 2 points for us.
Yeah. Alonzo Linton. And then for your team, tell us about your team in the season. How would you kind of characterize that?
Well, it's been a kind of up and down season. You know, the guys are starting to come together. Play for each other. You know, it's not as smooth as we anticipated, but, you know, we're here now. We're just looking to gain some momentum going into the playoffs.
And that's the way I kind of look at it, too. I mean,
yeah.
you guys are right there on the doorstep. In other words, if I were meeting you in the first round of the playoffs, I don't think I'd want to meet you guys with the matchup issues, with the record and your potential.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. We have so much potential with these guys. But yeah, you know, if a team does well and they face us early, it probably isn't going to be the normal, you know, lower seed that they would used to be facing.
Yeah. All right. Jasper, and as far as was there one particular game that you said, hey, we kind of put it together this game, this season?
Well, I think the way we played against Danvers, you know, because there was just so many assists that game and we were talking constantly on defense and everyone was rebounding together. I think that was our strongest game. Obviously, we got knocked off by Marble Head this past Friday. But even then, you know, they played very well. We just weren't able to pull it out at the end. We had a couple guys missing that game as well. So, I mean, you know, I would say this past week, we're starting to turn that corner. But now we have an opponent that's it's very strong. So we'll see how it goes tonight.
I think Marblehead is playing better this time of year for
absolutely.
Sure as well. All right, Coach, maybe you could share with us your Lynn Classical starting lineup for tonight's game.
We got Jalen Johnson starting at guard. He's been, you know, probably one of the best scorers for us this year. Edwin Solis, he's been our jack of all trades. He can really rebound the ball. He can do it all. He can pass the ball, score the ball. Ishmael Johnson, he's our big. He's a very athletic guy, gets up, rebounds. I think he had like 15 rebounds last game. Jeff Barbosa, very strong guard. And Darrell Rucker, he's been solid for us throughout. You know, he's 3 years starting now. He's very consistent player.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lynn Classical boys basketball coach Jasper Grassa with us. Back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
MSONewsports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Lynn Classical High School for tonight's broadcast between the Lynn Classical Rams and the Lynn English Bulldogs here for boys basketball. Starting lineup again for Lynn English High School, Javaris Hill, Javante Edwards, Luis Rivera, Alonzo Linton, and Tyshawn Anderson. For Classical High School, Jalen Johnson, Edwin Solis, Ishmael Johnson, Jeff Barboza, and Daryl Rucker. That'll be the two starting lineups for tonight's game. We're down here at one corner of the court here tonight. They've got some extra stands on the far side at the end of the court here at Classical High School. The far end when you come in from the door from the main lobby here at Classical High School. They're filling up, but pretty full here tonight. And it will be Classical's, the jump ball is controlled by English High School, and they have the ball to get tonight's game underway. On the dribble on the left side, Rivera holds it two hands over his head, bounces it down in the left corner. Tyshawn Anderson on it there, pulls it out to the left corner. A little jump shot pumped in there by Javante Edwards for the first 2 points of tonight's game. 2-0, Lynn English is leading here. Lynn Classical with the basketball with the home white uniforms with the green trim. Edwin Solis with the ball outside, working it around the perimeter. Pass comes down to the left block out in the left corner. Here's a drive to the basket, a blocking foul. Foul is on Tyshawn Anderson of Classical High School, of the English High School, excuse me. Classical on the inbounds after the foul on the floor. Not a shooting situation. Edward Solis, left corner, three attempt, doesn't go. Rebound is pulled down by English High School's Javante Edwards. Up court, a blocking or now a traveling call. Looked like it could have been a blocking, was setting up to be a blocking foul, but the ball dribbler for English High School travels as he tries to elude the block, the defense. And it is a turnover in a Classical basketball as they find themselves trailing here, early going 2-0. To English High School. On the dribble up top, Jalen Johnson has Malik Anderson down in the corner, feeds him in the corner, back up on the wing. Here's a three ball. The right wing doesn't go. Rebound batted out of bounds by English High School. Shot taken there by Jalen Johnson out on the right wing. English bench is a little closer to us on the far side, down on the same side of the court that we are, is the Classical bench. Again, we're kind of located in the corner here at Classical High School. On the inbounds pass from the end line, it comes free. Here's a drive to the basket by Classical's Jeff Barboza. He is fouled. He will go to the free throw line for two shots. Another foul there on Tyshawn Anderson, so that's his second personal foul. Free throw in the air is no good by Barboza. He'll have another one. Anderson's going to check out of the game. And Adamai Badmus will come into the game, the freshman, but he's big. He has started a lot of games for this English team as well. Free throw is in the air by Barboza. Hits off the front of the rim, doesn't go. Defensive rebound by English High School. With the ball, it is Linton. Up court, drive to the basket. It is Hill, no. Rebound offensively by Rivera on the outside on the dribble. Rivera with a little hook pass in underneath and the lay in by Javaris Hill of English High. 4-0 Bulldogs up on Classical High School. Two head coaches, both in their first year here at their respective schools. Jasper Grassa played. Here's a traveling violation against Classical. Jasper Grassa played for Classical High School, starred here, and went on to Bentley and has been an assistant coach and now moved up as head coach, replacing his dad, who becomes the associate head coach here at Classical High School this year. Forecourt, downcourt, stolen by Classical. Drive to the basket, ball is rejected, but they're going to count it. And Jalen Johnson will get credit for that basket. It was a goaltending call on English High School, and it is an English basketball. 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter here. Bulldogs with the basketball. Javaris Hill on the dribble outside, down in the corner. Rivera, Kayas to the right block, is swatted out of bounds by Classical. And it will be an English ball underneath their basket at the far end of the court here in the first quarter. Two hands over his head. Linton on the end line puts a pass inbounds off for Hill. Hill goes to the paint, goes down on the floor. He's tied up. But I think we got a foul before? No. Or a timeout? He was down on the floor, just tied up, I guess. No foul. And it is a Classical basketball. Jalen Johnson on the dribble over midcourt, left-hand dribble, far side left. Comes with a whip pass to the foul line, kicked out to Solis, Edwin Solis in the right corner. Back up on the top for Anderson. Left wing three is good by Jalen Johnson. 5 points. He has all of the Classical points. Gives the Rams a one-point lead here. 5-4 in the first quarter. English basketball. Rivera with it, going to the far end of the court. Left side bounce pass into the corner, but a foul on the floor against Classical High School. This is on Edwin Solis for Classical. And it will be an English basketball on the end line underneath their basket out in the corner on the end line. Inbounds pass further out into the corner. Now back up on top with the dribble. Edwards back on the right wing. Rivera's shot doesn't go. Solis the rebound and he's fouled. Fouled on the floor. It'll be a Classical basketball. Foul is on Javaris Hill. And now with the basketball, it is Jalen Johnson up over midcourt to Solis on the dribble. Tries to swing by Rivera, can't do so. Kicks a pass back outside. Back out on the left wing for Barbosa. Goes cross-court, Solis a three, no. Rebound to the floor, up top, grabbed by Johnson. Jump shot, no good. Rebound English. And the Bulldogs pull the ball down and bring it up court. With it there, Javaris Hill. Going into the left corner with a pass back up top to Linton. On the right side, Rivera swings into the lane. A runner with the left hand doesn't go. Coming in from the right side, the rebound is pulled down by Jalen Johnson. Up court himself. Comes over midcourt with a little tricky dribble to Solis on the left. Back on the right wing side. A three ball, Barbosa. No. From the right corner. Rebound Linton of Lynn English. He does it all for them at the point guard position. And his down court pass doesn't connect with Javonte Edwards. It looked like it was a soft enough pass, but somehow Edwards just couldn't collect himself and gather the ball in, running down the right sidelines near the corner in the offensive end of the court. 4:18 to go in the first quarter. 5-4 our score. Classical is leading. They trailed at 1.4-0. They are now leading here 5-4. Classical basketball. Pass into the paint. Dropped. Picked up. Now sent on a second pass. Off for Malik Anderson, and he lays it in for the 2 points. Good ball movement there by Classical High School. Up top, Javaris Hill is fouled. Oh, he's carrying the ball. Seven-four the score. 3:55 to go first quarter. I'm Bill Newell with you here on a Tuesday night from Classical High School. Great to have you with us. You can always email us with any comments that you have. Our email address is on the top right of our webpage, msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. A long three by Classical doesn't go. Rebound English, downcourt pass, errant turnover, back to the Rams comes the ball, and they have the length of the court to go. English making a substitution here. Coming into the game will be Giovanni Cordero for English High School. Coming out of the game will be Javaris Hill. So a little disjointed in the early going here of the first quarter. There's a pass from left to right. It nearly didn't connect as the receiver of that pass wasn't quite looking for the ball. That English and Classical now sets up offensively. Jalen Johnson with the ball up top. Left wing three attempt. No by Edwin Solis. Shot and a rebounding foul underneath. This is on English. It'll be a Classical basketball underneath their own basket. That foul is on Javonte Edwards. That's his first foul. Johnson will inbound on the end line for the Rams. His pass from the end line goes left corner. Three attempt there. Doesn't go. Rebound. English High School. Badmus with the rebound. Off for Linton. Linton up over midcourt. Coming to the middle. Bounce pass off on the left wing side. With it there, it is Jean-Baptiste. Back around the perimeter on the right side. Jean-Baptiste with it on the left wing. Bounce pass to the left block to Badmus. Into the lane. Pivots and shoots. Badmus with his first 2 points of the game. He came off the bench tonight. And as I mentioned, he has started a lot of games here for English High this year, I believe. The games I've seen, anyways. Downcourt pass comes back to Jalen on Johnson on a deflection. Drives to the basket. He's called for an offensive foul. Looked like Javonte Edwards drew that offensive foul in the paint for English High. Back the other way goes the ball in a one-point game. 7-6 our score. Classical leading by the 1 point. English basketball. Linton to inbound off to Jean-Baptiste. On the dribble quickly over midcourt left side. Comes to the paint. Bounce pass Badmus. Swings into the lane again. Almost the same idea as they had a moment ago. This time Badmus gets fouled in the lane. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Adamai Badmus for English High School. Again, Badmus is a freshman, but he is big. And he will shoot to the far end of the floor for his two shots. Free throws in the air. He doesn't get it. He'll have another shot. Attempt. Got a very big crowd on hand here tonight at Classical High School for the game. Badmus at the line for his second shot. Fouled in the act of shooting. This one is in the air. Bounces around the rim. No. Defensive rebound. Edwin Solis of Classical High School. His team with a one-point lead, and up court they come. Ball to the left wing. Thompson. Back up top for Solis. On the right wing for Solis up top. Solis with a dribble down to the left corner. Little fumble there. Rucker with it. And now we have a ball out of bounds. Turnover. And it will be an English basketball. Linton will work with Jean-Baptiste in the back court to bring the ball up. Linton on the inbounds. Jean-Baptiste on the dribble up over midcourt. Goes to Badness left block just outside the lane. And we have a foul away from the play. And this is against English. Coach Anderson talking with, I guess it's on Linton, the foul. It'll be a Classical basketball in backcourt. Inbounding the ball will be Jeff Barboza. Barboza to inbound, or does receive the inbounds pass. On the dribble himself up over midcourt. Comes to the paint. A runner. Quick pass out in the corner. But an offensive foul followed through by, I think it's Barboza, after the play. He was running hard to the paint with the dribble and then drove it. Yeah, it's on Barboza. And then when he passed it out into the corner, he continued on and collided with an English defender in the paint. Even though he did not have the ball, he's called for the foul. Turnover, it'll be an English ball. Now Badmus is traveling as he turns and goes to the basket. Still 7-6. Classical is leading by the 1 point. English and Classical here on MSO News Sports. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Pass to the corner. Left side, back on the right. Solis, a jump shot of three. No offensive rebound, though. Pulled down there by Classical High School's DeVal. Carter. Now ball tipped around outside a little bit. Barboza down in the corner. Here's a take to the basket. Now a kick back out to the paint. A Barboza driving. His shot is rejected. Jean-Baptiste of English driving. And he has it taken away from him by Edwin Solis in the paint. Down court, Barboza lays it up. He's fouled. Got hammered there by Badmus. Badmus reacted like that. Did I foul him? But it sure looked like he gave him a pretty good grab on the arm as he was going up for the 2 points. So now we have, is that Barboza at the line for Classical High School? Makes the first free throw. Yeah, Barboza is at the line. Makes his first free throw. He'll have another, fouled in the act of shooting. 16 fouls on English, 14 fouls on Classical here with a minute to play. Minute two to play in the first quarter. Second one's in the air. That is in and out. Went down and popped back out. 8-6 the score. Classical leading here in a low-scoring first quarter here against English High School. English with the basketball. Linton, there's a little reach in. He gets through it, though. Drive to the basket down the middle. Linton puts it up. No, Badmus the follow-up. He got fouled. Linton with a nice take to the basket. Got some good elevation. Had the ball on his fingertips. Was putting it on the rim, but it just didn't fall for him. But Badmus was right there for the offensive putback and up from the right side. And he got fouled. The ball did not go down for him. So Badmus at the line for two free throws. He has 2 points tonight. Free throw in the air for Badmus. Good. He's one of three tonight from the foul line. English freshman, sort of center forward player. Adamai Badmus. Second one's in the air. That rattles around. No. Offensive rebound, though. Put back up. And it was Hill giving it to Badmus. But Hill, I think, is the one that's going to get fouled here. And he'll have two shots now, too, I believe. Yeah, we're not in the penalty yet. 16 fouls here. Hill at the free throw line misses the first. Javaris Hill fouled in the act of shooting underneath. He'll go up again with another free throw. 45 seconds to play, first quarter. Ball's in the air. And that's no good. Falling off to the left side. 0 for 2 there. 8-7 our score. Classical basketball. They set up. 30 seconds to go. 17 on the shot clock. We're in the first quarter. Left corner jump shot. A three ball taken there by Jonathan Nicosia. Doesn't go. Rebound English. Down court Linton. He's fouled outside. He continued on and put it in the hoop, but he was fouled on the outside. And so we are now, this should be the 1-1 now, I believe, for Linton. Oh, no. Yeah, Linton going to the free throw line. Right, we're at 1-1. Wow, for Classical, that is the third foul on Barboza. So that's big there for the Rams. Barboza, three personal fouls here with 21 seconds to play in the first quarter. Alonzo Linton at the free throw line for English, looking for his first point of the night. Missed on the first end of the 1-1. Ball loose on the floor, picked up there by Solis of Classical. Drops it on off for Jalen Johnson, and he comes over midcourt for Classical High School. Guarded by Jean-Baptiste. Off for Johnson. Down on the right wing, Rucker. Back to Johnson. To the paint, a runner. It's up and in. Jalen Johnson for two. At the buzzer it goes. And at the end of one, the score, one quarter, it is Lynn Classical 10, Lynn English 7 here on MSO News Sports.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Welcome back to Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock. It's the North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Coming up tonight at the half, we'll feature an interview that the boys did last night with Mike Giardi, part of the interview that they did last night with Mike Giardi. Mike is the boys basketball coach at Marblehead. He's also an assistant football coach, head baseball coach, color commentator on Harvard football on the radio. Does it all, Mike Giardi, but he'll be with us at the half here on MSO News Sports. Classical basketball to start the second quarter. They penetrate the paint, kick a pass out of the left corner, but no one's there. It's a turnover, and English gets the ball back easily here. That's kind of an unforced error on the Rams right there. They lead 10-7, though, as we're just underway in the second quarter. Jean Baptiste with the basketball for English High. Down in the left corner, a three attempt is good by Jordan Todd. And that ties the game up at 10 here in the second quarter. English jumped out to a 4-0 lead to start tonight's game, and then Classical came back to take the lead, and they've had it ever since. Now we're tied at 10. About 40 seconds gone by in the second quarter. Jalen Johnson on the dribble outside, running some time off the clock. Now hits a long three from straight on. Jalen Johnson. Johnson now with 10 points himself in tonight's first quarter. Three ball from the left corner, no good. Rebound offensively, grabbed by English High. Here's a take back to the basket, but we have a traveling call on Javaris Hill. You know, Javaris Hill came down, made a great offensive rebound away from the play, away from the ball, not away from the ball, but away from the paint, just outside the paint. Went up, kind of came down, didn't quite have his feet, and I think somehow tried to take a jump stop step, but ended up traveling. Solis with a jump shot, Edwin Solis for Classical, a three from the right corner. That doesn't go. He's been a little cold here so far tonight. Turnover. English ball down court. They turn it over. And here comes Classical back with the ball. Malik Anderson down court, throwing it away with a pass intended for Darryl Rucker. Down underneath the basket. Turnover, turnover. 13-10. Classical is leading English here by the 3 points. English works it down left corner. Badmus left block. Now comes into the paint. Tough to stop him. The shot's on the rim. It doesn't go. Battles for the rebound, though. It goes out of bounds. Off English, it'll be a Classical basketball coming back up this way. Well, it's been tight right from the start here. Classical with a three-point lead and the basketball. As they bring it up over midcourt, Malik Anderson with it. Off for Johnson, just over midcourt. From the left side, he dribbles to the middle, looking at a zone defense right now by English High School. Or is it? Yeah, it is. Johnson, a three from straight on. No offense. Defensive rebound by Linton of English High. And he dribbles up over midcourt, passes it to the left corner. A three ball there. Got it. Jordan Todd with his second three. And we're tied at 13. Downcourt Classical ball. Tip free, comes free, and grabbing the ball, loose ball, was Nicosia for Classical High School. They set back up now down left corner. English turns down the three, and they work it around the perimeter back up top. Eight on the shot clock. Solis with it up top. Still out top. By a pick, down the paint. Kicks it out for the corner. 1 second on the shot clock. They should get the ball off, but there's a shot clock violation. And it'll be an English basketball tied at 13 with 5:19 to play in the first half. Jean Baptiste with the basketball for English up over midcourt. Working in the backcourt right now with Javaris Hill. Linton back there now. Underneath Badmus, shot no. Offensive rebound tipped around. Badmus gets it back, goes up, he's fouled. He'll go to the line. Adam A. Badmus going to the free throw line for English High School. That foul is on Daryl Rucker, his first for Classical. Badmus at the foul line, where he's 1-for-4 tonight. He has 3 points in the game. Free throw in the air. Got it. We have another free throw here, fouled in the act of shooting. Badmus gets the foul ball from the official. And his foul shot is in the air with the right-hand fingertip touch. Doesn't go. A little off to the left. And it is a Classical rebound. Jalen Johnson taking the pass, driving to the paint, putting a shot up. No. And Jean Baptiste with the loose ball pickup. Now his pass is turned over. Jalen Johnson with it in the corner, comes through the dribble up top, back up top, and it is Daryl Rucker's shot. No, Jean Baptiste with the rebound. Well, but Jean Baptiste has come in off the bench tonight and done a very nice job for English High School. Now he goes down on the floor. The ball goes out of bounds off him. I think Coach Antonio Anderson thought there was a foul involved there. But Mason Jean Baptiste has really done a nice job off the bench here tonight for English High School. Ball down court. Jean Baptiste puts a hand in it on a pass. It deflects out of bounds. He breaks up a play into the corner. 4:30 to play. First half. 14-13 our score. English is leading here by the 1 point. Let's see. Into the game. Classical's Eric Ramsey inbounding off for Johnson. A three from the right wing is good. Jalen Johnson, his third three of the night. That's huge. Gives the Rams a two-point lead, 16-14, rather. Now ball left corner. Shot is up. That doesn't go. Rebound tipped up and no good. That was Javaris Hill underneath, but Hill got fouled on that rebound and putback. And so he'll go to the foul line for two shots, Javaris Hill. Hill with 2 points here tonight. Left-hand shooter has that left foot ahead of the right foot, and he misses the first one. He'll have another. Here's the second one. That is no good. Rebound, Classical. They battle for it. Now the pass goes into the corner. It's off the fingertips of Edwin Solis. Not Edwin's fault at all. The pass was came deflected to him a little bit high. And he did all he could to put his fingers on him. But it tipped once, tipped twice, and went out of bounds off his fingertips on the left sidelines down in the corner. So it's a sidelines inbounds for English in forecourt left side. Inbounds pass comes up top for Javaris Hill. Off for Jean Baptiste. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Badmus into the lane and he hits a shot down underneath. Took a step and put it up off the glass and in. 16 all our score. Jalen Johnson, 3-point shot from the right wing and he is fouled. Antonio Anderson. Not thrilled with that call. That looks like that is on Javaris Hill. That'll be a second foul and a timeout called here. So we'll take it here with 3:39 to play in the first half. And the score, we're tied at 16. It's Lynn Classical and Lynn English here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out MSONewsSports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, MSONewsSports.com. Yeah! MSO, newsports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. Bill Newell here at Lynn Classical High School for coverage of tonight's Lynn English, Lynn Classical boys basketball game. A little bit later, we'll try to keep you updated, see what scores we get here. All right, I don't see anything yet here, but we'll check some scores, see what we can get here as the evening rolls on here. 3:39 to play. Coming out of the timeout, we're in the first half, tied at 16, Lynn Classical and Lynn English. Been tight, really, all along here. English had a four-point lead. Classical had a three-point lead. I guess that was their biggest lead twice. I think they had a three-point lead twice. And so that's about it. And here is Jalen Johnson of Classical High School at the free throw line for three shots, fouled while attempting a three-point shot. First one is around and out. He has three threes tonight for a total of 13 points. He has two other two-point field goals. Johnson's second free throw coming in the air, and that is no good. Now one shot. Badmus and Javonte Edwards are in the rebounding position for English High School underneath the basket. Ball's in the air. He's got that one. So Jalen Johnson, 1 for 3 from the free throw line for Classical High School, gives the Rams a one-point lead here, 17-16. English basketball, they set up three. A shot from the left corner doesn't go. Edwin Solis with a rebound in the backcourt. Solis with the basketball, down court, right, Jalen Johnson. Right baseline, now back up Solis, a three ball, straight on, no. Battles for the rebound, comes free to Johnson outside. He drives to the basket, puts a runner in. Jalen Johnson for two. 3 minutes to play. 19-16 our score, Classical. Badmus is traveling. Setting up on the left block, trying to work his way into the lane. If he were in the NBA, that'd be fine. But not the case here. Little happy feet, a little bit movement there. And now another timeout. I think English has called this timeout. Don't forget to check out MSO News Sports for our North Shore Today post. Goes up daily. The latest news from around the North Shore. Sometimes a feature interview or two. Photos. Updates on various things. Sometimes it does get updated during the day as well when news happens. North Shore Today here on MSO News Sports. And again, you can click on the banner on the top right-hand corner of our website to access our 24/7 radio page. If you click on that, you get the latest newscast plus some of the latest interviews as well, including one with got a couple of them up there, but including the mayor of Salem, Kim Driscoll, is there. Heather Atwood is also there on the 24/7 radio. Again, the big blue banner on the top right-hand corner of our webpage. That's one way to access it. There's the buzzer bringing the Rams and Bulldogs back out onto the court after the timeout. It is Lynn Classical leading by 3 points, 19-16 here, with 3 minutes, 4 seconds to play in the first half. Solis to inbound with Jalen Johnson. Comes to Solis, back to Johnson on the run up over midcourt. Has the ball to Ramsey, left corner. Back up top to Johnson. 15 on the shot clock. Jalen Johnson down the right corner. Rucker, two-hand pass, left corner. There's a three attempt from the left wing. He got it. Eric Ramsey, his first points of the night. And a three from the left wing down near the corner, but not into the corner. Jean Baptiste off for his teammate Javonte Edwards, and he nails a short little jump shot just beyond the foul line for 2 points. And it's 21-18, three-point game. Jalen Johnson outside. Solis spins free from the left side. Nice pass into the right corner to Ramsey. Ramsey drives, now kicks a pass out for Johnson. Three-pointer left side. Got it! Jalen Johnson, another three. He's got four here in the first half. 24-18, six-point lead for Classical High School. That's their biggest lead of the night right here. Badmus into the paint. Shot altered a little bit. Solis playing some good defense there. An offensive rebound, though, by English High's Javaris Hill. Check that. That was Javonte Edwards. He goes back to the basket and draws a foul. So going to the foul line for English will be Javonte Edwards. Edwards with 4 points in the game so far tonight. Coming up at the half, Mike Giardi, Marblehead boys basketball coach from North Shore Sports Night on Monday night. First free throws in the air. Left-hander, no. Substitution here. Into the game for Classical is Javon Carter. At the free throw line, Javonte Edwards for a second one. Bends those knees way down. Comes up shooting in and out. Oh, man, that was down and popped back out. Classical rebound. Pass up ahead to Jalen Johnson. Down left corner for Ramsey. Back up top. The ball goes into the backcourt. Jean Baptiste has it. Cuts to the basket. Goes up and lays it up. No. I think that was Edwin Solis or Jalen Johnson with the defense there breaking that up. That looked like it could have been a short two. Downcourt Johnson drives. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by English. It'll be a Classical ball. Now English calls time here with a minute 22 to play. And we're at 24-18 our score. Here on MSO News Sports. We'll take a break. We're back with more just ahead.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Well, it was just 10-7 at the end of the first quarter with Classical leading by the 3 points. Now it is 24-18 our score. A six-point lead for Lynn Classical with 1 minute 22 seconds to play in the first half here. We have a technical foul called here. If so, Rivera... They're saying he's got three fouls. Is that right? And Solis' free throw is no good. Solis is shooting all by himself down here at this end. Everyone else is back up at midcourt in technical foul mode. But I did not see the technical foul call. Here's the free throw is good. So Solis hits one of two. And now the Rams will have the ball at midcourt following the technical foul. So I'm not sure who that technical foul was, but now on the board it looks to me like Luis Rivera has three personal fouls for English High School. Inbounds pass for Solis, back up to Jalen Johnson up top, working it around the perimeter. Rucker to Solis, who cuts around back through the lane, up on the left wing, back on the left for Jalen Johnson. Rucker, pass out to Ramsey, and he nails about a 10-foot jump shot on the left wing for 2 points. 27-18 our score. Jean Baptiste with the basketball. Left wing pull-up three attempt. No. Rebound to the floor. Picked up there by Ramsey of Classical High School. Down court off for Johnson. Off for Solis. A jump shot there is no good. Rebound is pulled down there by Javonte Edwards. Off for Linton. Down court pass into the corner. Here's a take to the basket by Jean Baptiste. Kicks a pass off for Badmus, and he lays it in. Adamide Badmus with the 2 points. That's, yeah. Jalen Johnson with the basketball out on the right wing, letting some time run off the clock. 14 seconds left in the half, 10 on the shot clock. Just a very slight two-second differential here. Johnson, fadeaway left baseline jumper, no rebound. English, Jean Baptiste with it, quick dribble up over midcourt, off on the left. Todd lays it up, got it! They're going to count it, I think, yes. Jordan Todd with the 2 points for English High School at the buzzer to end the first half. 27-22, our halftime score here with Lynn Klaskill leading English. Well, we'll take a quick break here. We're back with Mike Giardi and more, and we'll try to update some scores for you as we move through the evening here on MSONewsSports.com. Here on MSO News Sports, again, it's Klaskill leading English by 5, 27-22.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
Welcome back to the jam. We're at the half here. It is Lynn Klaskill leading Lynn English 27-22 at the half in boys basketball. We have a girls basketball final, North Reading over Ipswich tonight, 50-26. And everything else are partials. At the half, Danvers boys are up on Swampscott 26-24 in a tight game there. And I think that's we have Gloucester girls are leading Peabody 26-21 at the half of their game. Let me see here. Hold on. I think I got looks like the Beverly boys are up tonight 38-22 at the half. And let me stop there. Everett is trailing at the half by a point, 36-35. I don't have the whole schedules here. We'll check that in just a moment. Hold on just a second. What we'll do is introduce Mike Giardi, the head basketball coach at Marblehead High School here on MSO News Sports. Here's Mike Giardi from last night.
Yeah, you know, we started out a little bit rough. First two games we played Swampscott and Saugus that are having a little bit of down years, and we were able to jump on top of them. But then we ended up losing to Gloucester. We lost to New Mission. And then we lost a close one to Masconomet. Every game, it seemed that we were in. And it was really tough. And then we went to Lynn English and struggled against a really good Lynn English team. Gave them a good battle, but we kind of found our niche right after that Lynn English game. Battled our way. We won two, lost a tight one to Somerville where we played a really solid game. And I think the kids finally started believing. And, we've run off a couple of big wins, including Friday night against Classical where we, held them to, 39 points and was able to come away with a victory.
Wow. Wow. What's the change, Mike? The kids maturing, playing better together as a team. What's different? Because obviously, that's a huge win the other night.
You know, I think that, as we said the whole year, is we're not the same team as last year, different personnel, different personalities. For us, it's been really, really good that we come up with a really solid game plan, and the kids aren't really panicking. They're truly believing in the game plan and sticking with it for 32 minutes. Even the game we lost against Somerville, we had a solid game plan. We just ended up getting beat really by one player who ended up having 30 points. We game planned and strategized against one player, and another guy stepped up for them. And that's all you can really do is, you try to take care of what you expect, and if things change, you know, we try to make adjustments on the fly, but we did a real good job against Peabody and Medford of keeping our game plan for all 32 minutes, and that was our game plan against Lynn Classical, was to make sure that we kept Edwin Solis in check, and we did a pretty good job of that for the most part, and that's why we ended up holding on for that 41-39 victory.
Coach, hold on one second, Tim. Bill and I split duties. Bill covers basketball play-by-play, and I've been doing the hockey. But I know some of your kids from football, and I met Derek Marino for the first time back in the fall on the field. And when you sit up in the stands and you see how big Andy Clough is and some of the other kids that you have, and your big linebacker there, and then Derek doesn't look that big, but I go down on the field. He's a good-sized kid and a pretty good athlete. What can you tell me about him as a basketball player?
You know, he's a hard-nosed kid on the football field and on the basketball court. And he was a baseball player for a couple of years. I always tease him that I'm going to try to bring him back into baseball. But, you know, he's about 6'2", 6'3", probably goes about 185, 190, and has a frame that he could put on another 10 or 15 pounds pretty easy. He's a kid that just attacks the rim and is so athletic at times. He almost goes too fast even for himself. He's had some big, big games for us, even against Everett, where Everett beat us 74-44. We were trying to hang in with there with Everett, and Derek was doing all he could. He had 24 points against Everett the other night, and just did a fantastic job of really keeping us in any kind of game with them, especially in that first half, and just really works for us. And his athleticism, as you said, is really beyond compare.
Yeah, he's amazing. Coach, you got
Coach, you said that the team took on a whole new attitude after the close English loss. What did you notice different about the team following that, where they had been, you know, up and then a little bit down, level, sort of playing level rather than playing at a higher level? What did you take away from that, and what did you see change in the kids after that English game? We know English is one of the top teams around with a lot of really skilled not only athletes, but basketball players. What did you notice different about your team?
Well, I think we review every game, win or lose. And, you know, when you win a game, you can always talk about the mistakes because, you know, you win a game and the kids kind of forget the mistakes. So, you know, but when you lose a game, you know, the less you speak, the better, I think, sometimes as a coach, because the kids already know what they did wrong. But one of the things we did on that week is after that Lynn English game, we sat down in the locker room and we just watched the film. And we didn't say a word. We watched one quarter of play, and we just watched all the little things that we could have done a little bit different. And then when we came into the Revere game, we came out with a solid game plan right away, and we got off track, and we were actually trailing in that Revere game the next day. And we went into the halftime, and we said that we were going to take a moment to look back at what we had done wrong in that first half and come out and make those adjustments, and the kids did it. They really took to it. They came out with intensity. We played a great second half against Revere. And I think the reflection in that English game, the review of the film, and then to take that into the halftime of that Revere game and really turn it around, has been the springboard for us. You know, two young men, Derek's a captain on the team, and we vote right before the season starts, and he's done a great job, obviously, but two young men who are really two different style players but have been leaders on the team. Seamus Keeney, our point guard, has done a fantastic job running the show, especially when you lose a player like Patrick Buehler to the college ranks. You know, Patrick was a great, great player for us, player of the year, Boston Globe All-Scholastic, Boston Herald All-Scholastic, and Seamus has stepped right in. And one of the bigger, I think, bigger pieces is the way that Dewey Millette has really stepped up. He's been immense on the boards. He's been immense in the paint. And I think one of the biggest things is the way he stepped up into a leadership role. You know, when you grow up with three older brothers, you know, Willie, Maddie, you know, when you see the older brothers coming in, and of course Bobo up at Bowdoin right now, you have three older brothers that were just unbelievable athletes, and unbelievable athletes in high school for a number of years. Dewey has really started to come into his own this year, had a great football season for us, and I think that springboarded him into the basketball season, both on the court and off the court in the way he holds himself. And the kids really look up to him, and he's done a good job of leading this program.
Excellent, excellent. You see, you have Malden tomorrow?
We do. We have Malden at home tomorrow night, and they're a tough, tough squad, very athletic. You know, they've put up some big numbers. I was just reviewing some of the film a little while ago. You know, their last three games I'm looking at, 75-60 against Gloucester, 79-40 against Saugus, 76, you know, 48 against Danvers, and they lost a tight one to Lynn Classical. So we're expecting a battle tomorrow night, and, you know, we got a couple guys that are banged up, and it's going to be a lot of work for all of our players tomorrow.
Where's that game?
All right, that game at Marblehead tonight, and we're back underway here. Jalen Johnson of Lynn Classical has the ball. We're underway here in the second half. Rams set up offensively. Take it down left baseline, a drive there. Miss. Bad miss of Class English High School with the rebound. And up court. Down court, here's a take to the basket. Off balance shot, but a block anyways. It is Javaris Hill going to the basket and drawing the foul, and he will go to the line for two shots. Hill at the free throw line for English, underway here in the second half. 27-22 our score. Hill's free throw is no good. He'll have another one. 11 missed free throws by English in the first half. 6, I believe, by Classical. Yeah. Here's the second free throw in the air. Javaris Hill puts it in the air now. And that is a miss. And the rebound is snapped down there by Jeff Barboza. Barboza off to Hill. To Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson with a dribble up over midcourt. Drops it off for Barboza on the dribble outside. Barboza, two hands over his head, down to Jalen Johnson. Left corner, three ball. No. Linton of Lynn English has the ball in the corner. Linton comes up over midcourt. Shot is missed, and the rebound is grabbed by English and put back up and in by Edwards. Javonte Edwards with the 2 points on the putback. 27-24 our score. Rams set up offensively. Ishmael Johnson with the ball down left corner. The kick around the perimeter, up back up top. Jalen Johnson now down on the right side. A three by Malik Anderson is good. 30-24, Classical High School. Off for Javonte Hill. Jump shot, no. Rebound, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will be It'll be an English basketball. Linton to inbound. Linton holds it, two hands over his head from the end line underneath his own basket. It's a collision and a bump. And Classical foul, English basketball. Linton to inbound on the sidelines. He is in forecourt right side. His inbounds pass goes up near midcourt. Grabbed there by one of his teammates. Off for Hill, a jump shot around and in. Javonte Edwards with the 2 points. He's got 4 points here in the second half. 30-26, English trying to creep back here a little bit into the game.
It'll be a classical basketball on the end line, and it is Jalen Johnson on the dribble up over midcourt. Loops a little pass over to Barbosa right side, hooks it back over to Jalen Johnson. Now down in the corner, off for Ishmael Johnson. That pass is stolen away. Downcourt, Linton drives, lays it up, but he is fouled. Took a nice feed on the right from Javaris Hill to Linton. Linton's strong take to the basket results in a foul. He will go to the free throw line for two shots. His team trailing by four, 30-26. Here in the third quarter, 5:54 to play. Linton's free throw. First one in the air. Good. Well, they've kept, they've done a job on Linton tonight. That's his first point of the night. Missed a free throw in the first half. His second free throw. And Linton is so much for this English team as far as ball control is concerned. Missed the second free throw. Battle for the rebound. Pulled down there by Barbosa. Off for Jalen Johnson up over midcourt. 30-27. English trailing by three. Classical with the basketball. Johnson down in the left corner. Rucker a three from the corner. He nails it. Eric Ramsey, rather. Eric Ramsey with the three from deep in the left corner. 30. They don't have that score up yet. Here's Jean-Baptiste with the basketball. Deep right wing. Off for Hill. Javaris Hill with a strong take on the right baseline for the basket. We're tied at 30 here. What if that scoreboard is right? Oh, 32-30. I think it's off here. I've got to wait for a second here. There it is, 33-29. That's right. 33-29. There's a three ball. And I think that's Malik Anderson with a second three there for Classical. 36-29. Classical. Shot foul. It's on Solis. Fourth team foul. Third foul on Solis. He'll go to the bench. We'll have a timeout here as well. We'll take it here with the with 4:48 to play in the third quarter. English is trailing Classical. Classical 36, Lynn English 29 here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Welcome back to Lynn Classical High School. We're in the third quarter, 4:48 to play, 36-29. Classical is leading. English at the free throw line. It is Javonte Edwards for two shots. Free throws in the air. Left hand toss is good. A lot of fingertips. You like to see that. Edwards' second free throw brings it to a 6-point game. Well, it's coming up. 36-30 now. Second free throw is in the is about to go in the air. They're shooting to the near basket here, the one near the doors when you come in here to Classical High School. Ball's in the air. A lot of fingertips. Got that one. Javonte Edwards, two free throws for English, and it's 36-31. Jalen Johnson with a dribble over midcourt for Classical High School. Off for Barbosa up top. Setting up. Looking at a zone defense here by English High School. Barbosa off on the left side, off for Jalen Johnson. Drives to the paint, off on the right for Solis. A three. Got it. Edwin Solis for 3 points. Down court, Badmus, push off, foul. Call for the offensive foul. That's his second. The freshman, the big freshman for English High School, right on the right baseline, coming in. We might have a substitution here for English High School. Coming into the game, Jordan Todd, and going out of the game will be Javonte Edwards. Barboza to inbound for Classical High School. Off for Jalen Johnson, and he brings it up over midcourt. 4:13 to go, third quarter. Barboza and Classical with an 8-point lead, 39-31. Barboza up top, slides by one pick off to Solis on the right wing. Back for Barboza, runner, no. Rebound or loose ball picked up by Javaris Hill. Strong take to the basket, got it, and he's fouled. Call a blocking foul on Classical High School. Malik Anderson called for the foul. And we'll have an and one here for English High School. Just what they needed. So a big take to the basketball, to the basket rather, by Javaris Hill. Now he has the free throw to make a 3-point play. 39-33 our score, 6-point game. Well, Classical's done a nice job with a three. They've had four threes here in the third quarter. Solis with two, with one rather. Malik Anderson with two, and Eric Ramsey with one. So they've been doing the job here from outside the arc here in the third quarter. Here is Javonte Edwards again, though, trying to complete the three-point play. I checked that. This is Javaris Hill trying to complete the three-point play. Ball's in the air. Free throw, no. Rebound pulled down by Barboza on the right baseline for Classical High School. Off for Johnson, quickly over midcourt on the right. Solis, a three. Got it! His second three of the second half. 42-33, 9-point lead here. Ball turnover off English. It'll be a Classical basketball going back the other way, length of the court to go. And it is Malik Anderson to inbound, off for Jalen Johnson. Johnson over midcourt, letting some time run off the clock this time. A moment ago, Solis launched a three very early in the shot clock for Classical High School. Now right corner, Anderson, a three, yes! Malik Anderson again. Three threes here in the third quarter. Timeout English, 45-33. With 3:08 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break, back with more after this.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Three minutes, 8 seconds to play. Third quarter, 45-33 our score. Lynn Classical is leading Lynn English. English was beaten last Friday by a very strong Everett team. Jean Baptiste for English back on the attack. A little short pull-up jump shot. He's got it. First point for him of the night. Nice little short-range jumper from inside the foul line on the left parallel. About halfway down. 45-35 to score. 10-point lead for Classical High School. They have the ball. Jalen Johnson off for Barboza, right corner. Back up for Johnson on the wing on the right. Comes with a dribble to the middle from the left side, from the right side off to the left. Anderson back off for Barboza. A three, no. Or is that Rucker? That's Rucker. Rucker gets his own rebound. Kicks it off for Solis in the right corner. Edwin Solis around the perimeter. Back up for Anderson, left side. They got a new shot clock here. 18 on the shot clock. 2:19 to go third quarter. Jalen Johnson sits up top. Lets some clock run down. Comes off a pick left side. Goes into the paint. Now kicks a pass off. Solis a three. Right wing feeling it. He got it. Edwin Solis. 2:04 to go in the third quarter. Back up to a 48-35 lead. Left corner, Jean Baptiste. He got a three for English High School. Jalen Johnson on the dribble up over midcourt. Fades to the right side. Back to the left. Now with a pass. Anderson, a three ball there. A lot of threes here by Classical. No good. Rebound English, and up court come the Bulldogs. Linton coming left lane. Turns, shoots. Got a hand in the face. Shot didn't go. Offensive rebound. Badness goes up. He got hit, but he puts it in. Adam Aide Badness with the 2 points. Hard-earned bucket there underneath for him. It's an 8-point game, 48-40. English trying to creep back into this. A little over a minute to go in the third quarter. Jalen Johnson. Classical letting some shot clock run down here. Down to 13, dribbling outside. Jalen Johnson. More time running off the clock. Now Johnson, pull up three. Yes! Jalen Johnson. Oh, man, he's got 5 threes tonight. English basketball, 51-40 the score. Back, Jean Baptiste, shot goes up, no good. Deflects off of him, out of bounds. It'll be a Classical ball. Substitution here for Classical High School. Eric Ramsey into the game. So it's Ramsey, Johnson, Barbosa, Edwin Solis, and Daryl Rucker in the lineup for Classical High School. Pass goes to Rucker in the left corner. Back up top for Johnson. Point guard out there running the show tonight for Classical High School. Starts with a dribble, slides by a pick, goes down left baseline, lost the handle on the ball, gets it back, doubled in the corner, long cross-court pass. Is it saved? Yes. Ball loose on the floor, though. They dive for it, tied up. Or do we have a timeout called? One of the Rams alertly called time. I think it's Edwin Solis who alertly called time here, as his teammate just got the ball with, is that 9.7 seconds to go in the third quarter? 51-40 our score. And we'll have a timeout. We'll take it here as well.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back to Lynn Classical High School. Bill Newell here with you on a Tuesday night. Lynn Classical, Lynn English boys basketball. 51-40 our score. Just a few more ticks left in the third quarter clock here. Classical called timeout after they dove for a loose ball, got possession of it, and alertly called timeout. The situation where it looked like it was a very good timeout because it didn't look like we were able to get the going to be able to get control of the ball in the way to pass it off without, before one of the English players or two would have hopped on him to tie it up for a possession error. During the timeout, both coaches talking with the officials here. One official with the Jasper Grassa from Classical High School, another one with Antonio Anderson from English. And it'll be a Classical basketball at midcourt, sidelines right, as Classical sets up offensively in forecourt. Jalen Johnson to inbound the ball for Classical across the way. There's Edwin Solis, an off-balance three at the buzzer from way out on the right wing. No, not quite the buzzer. There's the buzzer. And the quarter comes to an end. Oh, man. 54-40. Classical leads at the end of three quarters on a big, long three by Edwin Solis. We'll take a break. We're back with more just ahead.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Phil Grande, you won!
Welcome back. Doing some third quarter point totals here. Classical with English, rather, with a couple of players in double digits. Javonte Edwards and Adamai Badmus, each with 10 for English High School. However, Jalen Johnson leads all scorers with 19 points. Edward Solis with 13 points. Malik Anderson with 11 points. Eric Ramsey with 8. And I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 threes made by Classical High School tonight. 54-40 at the end of three quarters. And it's called Classical lead, and they get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Jalen Johnson working some man deep, working against some man defense here. Pass from left to right. Now Barboza slides by a player, drives to the basketball, slapped away from him. There's a foul. Well, English made the stop, but there's a foul. Just underway fourth quarter here. 14-point lead here for Classical High School. And free throws here for Barboza of Classical. Jeff Barboza. Barboza with 1 point here tonight at the free throw line. Free throws in the air, and that's in and out. Jeff Barboza of Classical. He'll have another one. Coach Jasper Grassa had the other four on the sidelines talking to them during the first free throw. Now they fill the lanes. Barboza's second free throw is in the air. No good, off to the left. Rebound tipped around. Who's got it? English has it. Jean Baptiste with the ball outside. Going in on Johnson. Now kicks a pass off to Linton. Underneath Badmus. Turn, shoots. No. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be a Classical ball. Looked like that could have gone the other way. And Coach Anderson wanted that call to go the other way. Barboza being worked man-to-man by Linton. Full court here. Barboza lost the handle on the ball. Gets it back. Now Linton goes up on him tight. Knocks the ball free. Comes free. Tayshaun Anderson drives and he's fouled. Almost a hard foul there. Tayshaun Anderson going to the free throw line. 54-40 still. Tayshaun Anderson for English at the foul line. Free throw is good. Both coaches, football coaches, are here tonight for the two schools. Chris Carroll from English High School and Brian Bond from Classical High School are here in attendance. Free throws in the air, and that is in and out. Now back up and in. The follow-up made by Linton. They need some points out of Linton. Now a reach and foul on Linton. It'll be a Classical ball. 54-43. Full court pressure by English now. Now they've been down by the double digits. And a push by Tyshawn Anderson on Jalen Johnson. It'll be a Classical basketball on the end line in the back, in backcourt. Solis will inbound. Edwin Solis to inbound. Two hands over his head. Inbounds, bounce pass comes for Jalen Johnson. Man defense on him. Up court Johnson by Tyshawn Anderson. A drive, a runner, no good. Clearly English stepping it up defensively. Now the ball poked free, but it comes free to English and they start up court. Javaris Hill on the ball outside. Down the paint, a runner. It's around the rim, no. Rebound grabbed by Solis. Taken away. Hill drives. Layup in. Javaris Hill. Good steal by Hill. And take to the basket. 54-45. 9-point game. Solis outside. On the dribble. Going on Hill. Back outside. On the dribble. Classical ball. Here's Rucker with a take to the basket. Down the paint and he lays it in. Daryl Rucker, steal, Rucker up again, no, but he may have been fouled. Looks like that's the case, and it could be on Tyshawn Anderson. If that's Anderson, that's his fourth foul. Yeah, Rucker going to the free throw line. Anderson is third foul for English, and Daryl Rucker at the free throw line for Classical for two shots. Ball, free throw, first one is in the air, got it. Daryl Rucker of Classical, 57-45. Second one is no good. Down court, take to the basket, but a traveling call on Javaris Hill. Turnover, and it is a Classical basketball. They're leading 12, 57-45. Well, this is really intense right now. It just the man pressure by English has just jacked up the intensity here to another level here, for sure. On the inbounds pass right in front of us, it's Tyshawn Anderson swatting the ball out of bounds. Players a little jostling for position on the inbounds. Solis to inbound, comes free, turnover, pass to Johnson, didn't connect. English basketball on the sidelines. Linton to inbound for English High School on the sidelines, right in front of his own bench. Pass goes kicked or kneed out of bounds. It'll be an English basketball on the end line now. 5:58 to play in the game. 57-45. 12-point Classical lead, English ball. Linton to inbound. Pass from the left side back to the left wing corner. And a runner is popped in there by Jean Baptiste. And now what do we have? A foul in the backcourt on English. Solis will... If that is... No, we're not in the 1-1 yet. English is not in the 1-1. Fourth foul on Javaris Hill, it looks like. Solis takes the inbounds pass, and again another foul right after the inbounds pass away from the ball. It's on English. Now we are in the 1-1 situation with 5:50 to play in the game. This will send Malik Anderson of Classical to the free throw line for the 1-1 with 5:50 to play, 57-47. Free throw in the air, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Classical's Barboza. He's tied up. Possession arrow. Looks like it's going to English. ...57-47 our score. English trailing, they have the basketball. Jasper Grassa, head coach for Classical High School. Antonio Anderson, head coach for English High. Again, both of them in their first year as head coaches. Antonio Anderson played at Linn Tech and then went on to start at Memphis. And it is an English basketball in backcourt. No backcourt pressure by Classical on English here in the fourth quarter with their 10-point lead. Jean Baptiste with the basketball up top, stolen away from him. Rucker on the steal. Rucker on the take. Goes up. He's fouled. Everything is contested. Physical here right now as things have been cranked up here in this fourth quarter. English will make a substitution here. Jordan Todd coming back into the game for English. Linton coming over to get some explanation or some advice from Coach Antonio Anderson. Going out of the game is Mason Jean-Baptiste for... Oh, no, it's not Jean-Baptiste. It is Todd going in. Actually, they didn't do the sub yet because it's a two-shot foul. They'll wait a second here. Rucker at the line for the two shots. Free throw in the air. Got the first. We'll get another one here. Now the substitution. Tyshawn Anderson coming out of the game. And Jordan Todd into the game. And Darryl Rucker at the free throw line for Classical. It's in the air. Got it. Two free throws by Rucker. 59-47 the score. Back to an 8-point game. Here's Linton by a pick. And let's see who this is. Defender rolling into one of the Classical English players. Officials are talking it over here. And the ref doesn't know. They're not sure which one to call it on here. Kick away from the ball. It's going against Classical. Five twenty-eight to play. Coach Antonio Anderson came all the way down here, right to our table. I don't know what he thought about the call. It went his way. So he's a little happy there. Double at midcourt, Classical basketball. They break the double, comes free, drive to the basket, and a foul as Malik Anderson got hammered as he took the ball to the basket. He got free just between the arc and the midcourt and then made his charge for the basket. Then two defenders collapsed on him, one from his left, one from his right, and they sawed him off up top as he was going to the basket. So he was shooting. He'll get the two shots. But there's no way that two field goal was going to go in from him, by him, with that English defense. So Malik Anderson at the free throw line for two shots here. Oop, got five personal fouls here, so Javaris Hill is out of the game. That's five on him. So Hill is out of the game. Free throw, Anderson is good. A big loss for English, no doubt. Javaris Hill, one of their key starters. Five personal fouls on him. 10 team fouls now on English, too. So they're in the double bonus. Free throw is good. Two free throws by Malik Anderson. 61-47 the score. A take by English to the basket. The ball's on the rim and in. Javonte Edwards. Nice take by him. English backs off a little bit on the full court pressure. Do a little, maybe a trap in midcourt. No, they don't trap. They just set back now into the man defense, it looks like. Possibly zone. Yeah, it's zone defense here. Ball goes into the right corner off of Classical English basketball on the turnover. 61-49. Still plenty of time here for the Bulldogs, but they got to make a move here. And got to give Classical trouble. They came out shooting well here in the second half. Jean Baptiste thought he might have got fouled. He dribbled through a double. Now the ball comes free. Badmus pass broken up with a takeaway. Anderson coming to the basket. Bumped. Ball goes out of bounds. No foul. Ball goes out of bounds. And who are they giving the ball to? I think that's the big question here. Or we have a foul? We had a technical foul. It looked like there could have easily been a foul call on that take to the basket. There was no foul call. Then the question was, who's the ball off of? And I think English is rightfully saying, that ball should be our ball. But I don't know who they were going to give it to. But now we have a technical foul called on English. And Darryl Rucker is going to the foul line for Classical High School. Just made two free throws a minute ago. Free throws good. So something must have been said. 62-49. Here's the second free throw. That's good. Rucker for two free throws. 63-49 the score. So it'll be a Classical ball back up on midcourt. Barboza inbounds off for Jalen Johnson. Guarded by Jean Baptiste over midcourt as he took the pass into backcourt. Jalen Johnson fouled outside by Jean Baptiste. All the bumping and we've had here tonight, a little touch foul there, goes against English. And going to the free throw line is Jalen Johnson. Johnson with 19 points at the first half has not scored here in the second half. Jalen Johnson will go to the free throw line here in the fourth quarter with his team leading. Classical is leading here by 14, 63-49. Free throw good. Johnson's second free throw. Again, a big, big crowd on hand here tonight at Classical High School. Second one is good. I'd like to thank our two athletic directors. Reach and foul after the made free throw here. It's on Classical. Bill Devin, the athletic director at Classical High School. Dick Newton, athletic director at Lynn English High School. So we're in the penalty situation here for both teams. Double bonus. Classical is Classical as they have English has 10 team fouls. So each time they go to the line now after a foul, they get two shots. While English will have Badmus at the free throw line here for a 1-1. Adam A. Badmus free throw is good. He's got 11 points now. And he makes that one, and now a timeout is called with 4:20 to play in tonight's game. What we will do is take a quick break here. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Well, we are coming down to a tournament time, school vacation week next week. We'll have a lot of features up on the website in the days ahead here on MSO News Sports for basketball and hockey and other sports as well as we get ready and gear up for the tournament. 4:20 to play here. Classical will head into the D1 tournament this year. Badmus at the foul line for his second free throw. He made the first one, then the timeout, now the free throw. 4:20 to play in the game. The English forward center misses this one. Rebound Classical High School. Malik Anderson with the rebound. Off for Jalen Johnson up court. Johnson on the dribble. Guarded by Jean Baptiste. Off for Anderson. He is picked up there by Javonte Edwards. He comes to the basket. Dishes it back off for Rucker. Rucker weaves into the paint. Puts it off the glass and in. Darryl Rucker. Big fourth quarter for Rucker here tonight. Alonzo Linton of Class English High School on the dribble over midcourt. Slides by a pick. Comes on the left wing. Dow kicks a pass out of the left corner. Jean Baptiste, a three ball. No. Rebound, Edwin Solis. Wants to do the baseball pass down court. Now holds the ball. Slowly brings the ball up to midcourt. 3:37 to go in the game. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Solis holds it outside. Edwin Solis. From the right, off on the left for Anderson. Still way out on the wing. 14 seconds to play. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Down left corner, Rucker. 9 on the shot. Back up on the wing to Anderson. 6 on the shot clock to the paint. A runner. Shot no. Loose ball. Picked up there by English. Sent down court. Linton a shot. He's fouled. Linton on the take to the basket. His team trailing 17 will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. 8th team foul on Classical High School. That is also the 4th foul on Edwin Solis. 3:13 to play. He stays in the game right now. We're in the 1-1 here, I believe. Oh, no, that was a Linton shooting. So Linton makes the first free throw, Alonzo Linton. Free throw is good. He will have another. ...67-51 the score. Linton's free throw is no good. Clanked off the back iron. Rebound Classical. Solis with the ball up to midcourt. Comes left. Hands the ball off for Anderson. Way outside. 19 on the shot clock. Three minutes to go on the game clock. Solis waving his arm around in a circular motion. Almost like you want to go into the weave, but is that what they want? Moving the ball around. 7 on the shot clock. Rucker, a pull-up jumper. No. Rebound Linton. Up court. Here's Linton. To the foul line. Dish it off on the left wing. Good coverage there by Rucker defensively. Off pull-up jump shot around and in by Javonte Edwards. 14 points now for Edwards. Jalen Johnson in backcourt. Slides by a defender. Comes into forecourt. Goes into the corner with a dribble. Off for Barboza. Clearly right now Classical. And they've been in this mode for a while. Milking time off the clock here. With the 67-53 point lead. Here's Rucker, a three attempt. No from the left wing. Rebound Linton. Linton can do it all for this team for English High School. Comes into forecourt to the middle. Off balance pass to the left wing. Back on the right wing. Edwards, a drive, a take. No. His follow-up got up. No. And the ball is grabbed by Classical. Now they throw it off one of the English player. And out of bounds. 67-53, a minute 43 to play in the game. And Barboza to inbound for Classical on the end line. Length of the court to go. Barboza gets for Solis. Slides by a defender. Full court pressure here on Solis. Off for Rucker. Rucker down to Jalen Johnson in the corner. On the dribble. Comes back up top. Minute 35 to play in the contest. Ball stripped away. Ball loose on the floor. Who's got it? And English has it. Javonte Edwards, a take to the basket. He's got it. 16 points now for Edwards. 67-55 the score. Rucker to forecourt left side. They double him there. Ball goes cross-court off for Solis. 22 on the shot clock. A minute 9 in the game. Solis to the basket. Now pulls it back out. Rucker left baseline. No. Back right corner. Anderson. No. Shot. Go. No. No shot. And now it comes off on the right for Rucker. Rucker to the paint. Off. Loose ball. Grabbed by English. Down court. 2-on-1. Javonte Edwards got it. And he's fouled. Javonte Edwards with the 2 points. Beautiful take to the basket by Edwards. Angling his body off, slicing in from the left wing. Brings it to a 10-point game, but 49 seconds to play. And a Classical timeout called here. So you got Javonte Edwards with 18 points now. Javaris Hill, who's out of the game on fouls, with 8. And Adamide Badmus with 11 for English High School, their leading scorers tonight. English Classical High School led by 21 points by Jalen Johnson right now. Edwin Solis with 13 points. Malik Anderson with 13 points. And Daryl Rucker here. All of his points coming in the fourth quarter, and he has 5 points from the free throw line, so he has 7 right now in the game, but everything coming in the fourth quarter. So Coach Jasper Grass has got to be happy with his team was able to shoot, because they came out in the second half. Third quarter, they nailed 8 3-point shots in the third quarter, and that really set the tone in this basketball game, because at the half, it was just a 5-point game, 27-22, Classical leading over English. At the end of the quarter, it was a 3-point game, Classical. Very tight early going in the game until really about the quarter and then or until the half. Basically, that's when things opened up. Classical had a 6-point lead late in the first half and then went on fire in the third quarter. So big third quarter for the Rams here tonight, giving them a 10-point lead right now, and Javonte Edwards is at the foul line. So he made that basket, right? So now he goes to the free throw line for the and one for the 3-point play. Ball's in the air. He got it. Javonte Edwards. Jalen Johnson in backcourt, followed by Gene Baptiste. So a little 7-point run here. Actually, a little 8-point run here by English High School. 67-58 here. Jalen Johnson is at the free throw line for Classical High School. Johnson again with the 21 points right now. Free throw is no good. He'll have another one. Johnson with his team leading here, 67-58. Second free throw is in the air. He's got that one. One of two for Jalen Johnson that time from the free throw line. And Alonzo Linton with the basketball up over midcourt. Linton on the dribble. 41 seconds to go in the game. Off on the right, Jean Baptiste. A three, no. Offensive rebound pulled down by English High School. And it comes back up on top. Some subs in there. Now it is Javonte Edwards with a drive and a foul. Call for an offensive foul. Pat Montanaro into the game for English High School. And it is Eric Ramsey to inbound for Classical. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be a Classical basketball still in backcourt. Rams leading 10 here, 68-58. Inbounds pass to Johnson. Jalen Johnson has the ball tipped free. Gets it back in backcourt. 22 seconds. Downcourt pass into the corner. Classical sets up. Shot clock off here. 16 in the game clock. Jalen Johnson outside. Time's going to run down here. That is probably going to do it here. Ball outside. Jalen Johnson holding it. Dribbling. And the game comes to an end. 68-58, our final score. Leading the scoring here for Classical High School, Jalen Johnson with the 22 points. Edwin Solis with 13 points. And Malik Anderson with 13 points. And those were the leading scorers there. And we mentioned to you that Javonte Edwards, leading English High School, he ends up with 19 points for the Bulldogs. Well, that'll do it for us for tonight. Thanks so much for joining us here on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Once again, our final score, Lynn Classical 68, Lynn English 58, and English falls to 14-3, while Classical improves on the season to 12-5 overall. That'll do it. Have a great night, everybody. This is MSONewsSports.com.